The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. So often at this time of year, we sing Christmas carols in our churches or at family gatherings. Some have melodies which raise our emotions to the heights. Others woo us into quiet meditations on the deep meaning of Jesus' entry into this world and what His invasion into human flesh really means to us. But the carol that does both these things for me is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Written by the great songwriting revivalist Charles Wesley, the revelation in this hymn of what Christ did for us is astounding. Take a journey with me as we attempt to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us what Jesus did for us. Wesley wrote, Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Wesley wrote, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold Him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the head-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son, spelled S-U-N, of righteousness. Light and life to all He brings. As the natural Son brings light and life to the natural realm, the S-U-N, whom the Father sent, brings light and life to our souls. Then Wesley said, Risen with healing in His wings, Jesus brings healing to our spirit, soul, and body. Mild or peacefully, He lays His glory by. Born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give them second birth. He wants to birth us into the Father's kingdom and raise us to sit in the heavenly places in Him, as Ephesians 2:6 tells us. Small wonder we're stirred to sing, Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. But the last verse is the one that inspires me the most. Listen to what it says. Come, desire of nations, come. All nations desire a deliverer who can save us from our own selfishness and from Satan. Then Wesley cries, Fix in us thy humble home. Ah, the original purpose of God, that He might get to live in and through us in this world, as Genesis 1:26 teaches. Rise, the woman's conquering seed, Wesley said. He is that seed of woman that has conquered Satan and all his host. The devil has no claim on us or power over us who know Christ as Lord. Bruise in us the serpent's head, Wesley said. We now want Satan's work stopped in us. Adam's likeness now efface. Wipe out the image of the old man. Stamp thine image in its place. In other words, shape us into the image of Christ, as Romans 8:29 talks about. Second Adam from above, 1 Corinthians 15:47, declares Jesus to be the second man. Second Adam from above, reinstate us in thy love. This is what Jesus was sent to do. John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. No wonder Wesley concludes with the rousing refrain, Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. No need for despair in this day of growing darkness. We have a deliverer who is Lord of all. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It.